Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Tuesday, March 31st. Now, we've got plenty of news to get through today, including an update on the Lower Thames Crossing.
We've been doing a lot of planning, working with the local authorities. We're doing archaeology. All of the works that are critical to success.
We'll hear from residents of a block of flats in Maidstone who have been without water since Friday.
And they don't expect to fix it until Tuesday or Wednesday. And we may not get water until possibly Thursday or Friday.
And the multi-million pound expansion of a college in Sheerness has now been completed.
It's really exciting. It means a lot. We now are able to offer provision to 14 to 16 year olds. And that's really important for those young people.
All of that still to come, so do stay listening. But first, let's take a look at our top story today. The daughter of a Medway man who died after ordering thousands of pounds worth of alcohol on delivery apps is calling for more safety measures. Former firefighter Glenn Perkins was spending up to £60 a day on drink, which was dropped off at his house with no questions asked. The 55-year-old died from liver disease in January. Connie says tougher checks are needed to protect those who are vulnerable. She spoke to the Kent Online podcast.
My dad was an alcoholic my whole life, but as the years went on, he just became worse. And then when the apps like Uber Eats and Deliveroo and Just Eat came about, he never needed to leave the house anymore to get his alcohol, whereas before he would be getting dressed, he would be having a shower, and he would be walking down to the shops. But towards the end of his life, he didn't shower for months, he didn't get dressed for months, because he didn't need to, because the alcohol was just getting delivered straight to his door. These Uber Eats drivers would have seen my dad would have been in no fit state to be handed alcohol. He would go into hospital and come back out and then just order Uber Eats again, to the point he was still wearing his hospital pyjamas. So the drivers would have seen that. They would have seen, I mean, towards the end, my dad looked homeless. They would have known. I'm sure he would have got the same Uber driver plenty of times because of how much he was ordering. And, you know, that he was only ordering alcohol. There was nothing else added on. So I'm sure they would have clocked on that actually this man has mental health problems. I mean, the minute my dad woke up, he was ordering off Uber Eats. So he was ordering as early as 6 a.m. in the morning, and then he would do multiple orders a day. You know, the fact I actually contacted Uber Eats, telling them that if they don't stop, something serious will happen. Okay, fair enough, I'm not the account holder, so I wasn't able to do anything. But surely his address should have then been flagged up and raised concerns every time he was ordering. But like I say, nothing happened. My dad knew these apps were a problem, so he ended up getting a Nokia, an old Nokia phone, so it didn't have the apps on. But then he would always go back to his old phone, which had the apps on. He's given me in the past, me and my sister, his bank cards, so he wouldn't be able to order off the apps, but then the apps automatically had his bank card saved. For me, I just think there needs to be more restrictions put in place when ordering alcohol. You know, I'm not saying ban it completely. I've ordered alcohol for Uber Eats before, but what I'm saying is there needs to be more safeguarding put in place for people like my dad, who are constantly ordering throughout the day as soon as he wakes up. You know, you can clearly see he had a problem, yet it's just as easy as getting it delivered to your door.
Uber Eats says delivery drivers are required to carry out ID and sobriety checks, and they also have tools to block sales on their app. You can read the full story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Elsewhere today, detectives have charged a man with murder following the death of a woman in her 60s near Dover. Police were called to Khartoum Square in Whitfield on Sunday afternoon, where she was being treated by paramedics. 32-year-old Joshua Izu, who also lives in Khartoum Square, was charged with murder and has been at Margate Magistrates Court today. Reporter Brad Harper has been there for the podcast.
A man has appeared in court today charged with murder following the death of a woman inside a home. Joshua Izu appeared at Margate Magistrates this morning after the woman, named as Oji Izu, was found dead on Sunday. Police were called to a semi-detached home in Khartoum Square shortly before 3:30 p.m. to a woman being treated by paramedics. Officers attended, and the 64-year-old was pronounced dead. A man was arrested at the scene and taken into custody. Today, officers charged the 32-year-old with murder, and he appeared before magistrates in grey prison attire. He is set to appear again in Maidstone Crown Court tomorrow.
Six people have been treated by paramedics following a multi-vehicle crash in Ramsgate. Emergency crews were called to Manston Road near Tesco at around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. One of the patients was taken to hospital. Police investigating fires at a car showroom and outside an M&S in Canterbury have charged a man. Crews were called to Sturry Road and Vauxhall Road on Friday. 24-year-old Kyan Minister, who doesn't have a permanent address, has appeared in court accused of arson. He's also charged with damaging three cars in Ashford the previous day. Five suspects have been charged with more than 30 offences between them following reports of violence in Maidstone. Police were called to a disturbance in Gabriel's Hill last September after a man was refused entry to a nightclub. The group, who are aged between 19 and 21, are due in court in May. Elsewhere, five men have been arrested after several people were injured and cars damaged in Hythe. A fight said to have broken out in Barrack Hill last Friday night. It's understood none of those being questioned are from the local area and an investigation is ongoing. A Raynham woman with an obsession for an EastEnders actress has been jailed. A court heard Cora Apple breached a restraining order by contacting Ellie Dadd's mum on Instagram after previously bombarding the star with hundreds of messages. The 22-year-old from Blores Lane was locked up for around 20 months.
Kent Online News.
The man in charge of delivering the Lower Thames Crossing has told the Kent Online podcast work is well underway a year after it was given planning permission. The road tunnel under the Thames from near Gravesend to Tilbury in Essex is designed to ease congestion at Dartford. Archaeologists are already on site while new habitats for wildlife are being created before tunnelling starts in 2028. Sean Piddick is the program director for the Lower Thames Crossing. He's been speaking to reporter Alex Langridge.
We had planning permission in March of last year. Since then, we've been really busy working on a lot of the enabling works, early works, and that means environmental mitigation land, such as where you are today. We've been doing a lot of planning, working with the local authorities. We're doing archaeology, all of the works that are critical to success of construction projects. And we've been working at pace and continue to do so.
What's the scale been like? You know, how many people have you got working on it at the moment?
So we've got many hundreds across the whole of Lower Thames Crossing here where we are today. We've got 40 archaeologists starting next week, just on the field opposite. They finished here a few weeks ago. We've got about 100 people, I think, working at this location at the moment.
And what is happening here at the moment? Where we are?
So here at the moment, this is going to be a long-term nature reserve just east of Thong. We're busy creating four ponds. There's an existing pond as well. We're creating a natural habitat. And a public amenity that will be here for the community in the long term.
You've got a few weeks left here, but what are people going to expect to see kind of going forward?
So here you will see, say, five ponds, you'll see footpaths, you'll see nature reserves and public amenities connecting Thong with this area. Longer term, over to the west here, you'll start to see the works for the longer term for the main Lower Thames Crossing road construction.
And what are the main sort of timelines going forward with the project?
So the next couple of years will be dominated really by a lot of enabling works. We'll be working on utility works in the area. There will be some street works. There will be sort of some of the big pylons that you see in the area. We'll be busy moving those, making sure the area is clear, working on some of the habitats, a little bit of fencing and creating compounds. We'll also be building supply chain, employing local people and looking and building up our local employment bank of people who will be helping us plan for the next phase.
And I guess, you know, what are the benefits for the local community?
So obviously, as part of these projects, alongside that, we're creating parks and local amenities. But the big opportunities in the short term really come to employment for local people, plus local companies, as a lot of that money that gets spent in the area and creates opportunities for young people, but those already established in the workforce.
the road tunnel is costing £11 billion to build, and we should be able to use it by the mid-2030s. There's been a reshuffle of roles in the Cabinet at Kent County Council. Leader Lyndon Kamkaran says it'll bring new energy to her top team, building on progress made by Reform UK. The Green Party's described it as a carousel and raised concerns about the inexperience of some members. Details have been revealed of the companies and individuals in Kent who have failed to pay the tax they owe. HMRC releases information of those who've been penalised for failing to pay bills in excess of £25,000. Construction firms and a Chinese takeaway are among those named. You can see the full details at Kent Online. Now, residents of a block of flats in Maidstone are angry after being left without water since Friday. 95 households at Sandling Park had their supplies switched off because of a leak. Prime Property, which operates the site, says repairs will be carried out this week. David Lucas Savage has lived there for 20 years.
We've had this problem now for 4 months, leakage at the top of the four buildings, and Prime Property seems to want to neglect checking the problem out and getting it sorted out as quickly as possible. Hence, that would have stopped the big problem we have now, which is no water at all here at Sandling Park since Friday. And they don't expect to fix it until Tuesday or Wednesday. And we may not get water until possibly Thursday or Friday, which Friday is Good Friday. And of course, everybody closes down. The problem is that Prime Property has neglected on resolving this problem like they were supposed to in the very beginning. Just sending a contractor out is not good enough. And then giving us just few bottles each day instead of giving us plenty of water for tea and coffee or to wash yourself or to make dinner or to even flush the toilet. It's unacceptable. It's unsatisfactory.
MP Helen Grant has demanded an urgent response about what action the company is taking to fix the problem. We've had this statement from the head of property management at Prime Property.
The issue was first reported as a leak from the mains. At that time, water supply to residents was not affected. Multiple specialist contractors attended. However, we received conflicting reports and significantly varying cost estimates. Importantly, no contractor indicated there was an immediate risk of the pipe bursting or impacting the water supply. In the absence of any known immediate risk, we acted diligently to ensure the proposed works were appropriate and cost-effective for the leaseholders. Following further investigation, we obtained a clearer diagnosis of the issue alongside a more proportionate quotation with works scheduled for Tuesday of this week. Unfortunately, late on Friday afternoon, we received reports that the situation had escalated due to a burst main resulting in a loss of water supply. We immediately arranged for daily water deliveries to support residents. We requested that the works be expedited. However, due to the complexity of the issue, which requires excavation within the car park, the contractor was unable to accommodate an earlier start. Repairs remain scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday, and we expect water services to be restored following completion of these works. We recognise the seriousness of the situation and continue to act with the utmost care to minimise disruption to residents. We will provide regular updates and remain available to speak directly with any residents who may have concerns.
Kent Online News.
A multi-million pound expansion of a college in Sheerness has been completed. It's hoped the EKC Sheppey College facility on Bridge Road will boost employment opportunities for young people on the island. Lucy McLeod is CEO of East Kent College.
For me, this is a very proud moment to see Sheppey College extended so that we can serve the community better, give young people more places at college and put them on career pathways in creative or engineering. It's really exciting and means a lot. So this new space has allowed us to do quite a significant change in our curriculum offer. So firstly, we now are able to offer provision to 14 to 16 year olds, and that's really important for those young people, because they might be very clear that they want to get into an engineering route or a logistics route or a creative route at a younger age. And I've spoken to some of those students myself, and they're really excited to be doing that at 14 rather than having to wait at 16. And then obviously it's opening the curriculum offer up to 16 plus learners being able to pursue their career in engineering, logistics or creative.
And let's hear now from the MP for Sittingbourne and Sheppey, Kevin McKenna.
I'm just really pleased, and people should be very proud of what we've now got on the island. And for me, this is it's a real testament to what we need to do in this country to maximise the opportunities for young people to develop the skills that they need. Yes, to put money on their own table, bread on their own table, but also so that we can rebuild the country. Oh, I think it's the fact that it gives you these opportunities to use new technologies, whether it's 3D printing or computer-aided design, but also things that are really big employment sectors around here, like logistics. It's a massive expansion of what the college can offer to local people, but also to local businesses. And then, of course, I got to meet the students, and they're fantastic. So many sort of ambition as well for what they want to get out of life, and a real dedication to the careers that they're just starting off in.
The owner of an Ashford sports bar that's been forced out of a unit at a leisure complex says he's humbled by the love they've received. Matches at Elwick Place closed for the final time on Sunday. It follows a decision by the Borough Council, which owns the site, to replace it with a family venue, including bowling lanes, arcade games and mini golf. Highland cows have been removed from a nature reserve in Ashford after a viral TikTok video caused safety concerns. Kent Wildlife Trust had to warn people not to get too close to the cattle at Hothfield Heathlands following a surge in visitors. The charity says it's become too much for the animals and they're moving them elsewhere for the time being.
Kent Online News.
Danny Dyer is urging Robbie Williams to come and perform at a holiday park on Sheppey. The actor's been filming at the Priory Hill caravan site for his new TV show and says Robbie owes him a favour. It's after they sang a rendition of Park Life on stage together at Hyde Park. Danny Dyer says the whole of Kent would appreciate his visit. Two insect species that were thought to be extinct in the UK have been rediscovered at a country park in Kent. A lesser mason bee that was last recorded more than a century ago has been spotted at Betts Hangout near Deal, along with a jewel wasp. It follows work to restore habitat in the area as part of a housing mitigation scheme. And there'll be a decision this week over a three-day music festival in Folkestone. Love on the Lees has applied for a licence to supply alcohol during the event from the 23rd to the 25th of May at the Lees Bandstand. Some nearby residents have raised concerns. A meeting is due to take place on Thursday.
Kent Online Sports.
Adam Jamieli has announced his retirement from athletics. The 32-year-old from Dartford won World Championship gold in London in 2017 as part of Great Britain's 4x100 metres relay team. He's been speaking to Sky Sports News.
I've been doing it my whole adult life, really, sort of 14, since I was 18 years old. I'm 32 now, sort of 14 years of, like, sprinting at the top level. And I don't know, I'm just ready for new adventures now. It maybe stopped meaning the same thing that it did to me when I was in my 20s and really competing, and it was my be-all and end-all. And now, yeah, I don't know, just ready for the next chapter of life, ready for the next adventures. And I always wanted to bow out on my own terms, and it seemed like the perfect way to do it. So, yeah, I'm happy.
He'll now work with Chelsea's academy as a speed coach. And taking a quick look at cricket now, and Kent have drawn their pre-season friendly against Oxford Uni. Ben Compton and Sam Northeast both scored centuries during the three-day match at Canterbury. It's part of preparations for their first proper game against Durham in the county championship starting this Friday. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose the subscription plan that works best for you. For more details, head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.